Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Monday, September 22nd, 2014. With me today, I have my iPhone 6 Tribe. Brian Chaffin, how are you?
I'm doing very, very well. Thank you for having me.
And thank you for making the time to be on. I do appreciate it. And John Martellaro, how are you?
Hey, good morning. And good morning, Brian. It's nice to be on the show with you.
And John, it's nice to have you. It's actually great to have both you guys here. So unless you have been completely out of touch, which is always possible, and I don't say that in a bad way.
It's what I call Tuesday, man.
Yeah. Yeah. You probably know Apple released the iPhone 6 and 6 Plus in stores on Friday, so that would be just a couple days ago. And there were long lines, and stores were selling out of phones. And then this morning, so Monday morning, Apple announced that they sold 10 million iPhone 6 and 6 Plus units over their launch day weekend. And that's a lot of iPhones.
That's about $5 billion.
That's a lot of money. And this accounts for the largest number of iPhones Apple has sold on a launch weekend. And this year, China was not involved in this.
That's right.
Last year,
$10 million without China.
Right. So it was, what, 9 million units last year with China, 10 million this year without.
Wasn't there some issue with getting a proper commerce license or something from China to sell the 6?
Correct. Yeah. China is basically sitting on the 6 as a threat to the U.S. Punishment is the U.S. It's all part of the economic games that are going on between both countries vis-a-vis their surveillance accusations against each other.
Yeah,
and that's created a black market in China, I heard, for iPhone 6s that people desperately want to get anyhow.
Well, of course.
Yeah, it seems like a lot of those folks. We had the article last week with the video showing everyone in line, and it did look like a lot of those folks were Chinese, and there's a lot of Chinese coming, suggesting from the line. And strongly suggested that those were Chinese nationals, and then other folks ended up doing a lot of reporting on it too. And it seemed like a whole bunch of people that were waiting in line in New York were either being paid by Chinese gray market resellers, or were directly employed by resellers.
Well, you know, there's this new economic thing here in the modern times. You know, you don't make progress by seizing land or sanctions or embargoes. You make your way in the world by financial success. And I think Chinese government is just hurting itself by not partaking in modern commerce and business.
Fair enough.
Yeah, there you go. All right. So as long as we're talking about the iPhone 6, all three of us have one and have them in hand, I believe.
Yes, and I think all three of us – no, you went and picked yours up, but John and I had them shipped to our house.
Yes, I chose to have mine delivered to the Boulder Apple store because it was going to be convenient, but it also gave me the opportunity to go in, pick up my phone – just whenever I could get in, and to go hands-on with an iPhone 6 Plus at the same time.
I wasn't given that option, for what it's worth, or I would have done the same thing for the same reasons.
Yeah, it sounds like they had a limited number of units available for in-store pickup, and I just managed to be in the lucky group that was able to get one, to get exactly what I wanted at the store that I wanted.
When I got my shipment notice, I right away filled out the signature form. And early Friday morning, Lee and I went for a walk. And I thought, you know, it's just he's going to be here early on Friday morning. So I better put this thing on the door. So we went out for a walk and came back to the house at 9 o'clock. And I noticed, as we were approaching the house, the piece of paper I'd stuck in the door was gone, and there was a brown box on the chair on the porch, and I'm looking at Lee, and I'm going, ah, I'm brilliant. I'm absolutely brilliant. She's going, no, you're not. I said, ah, I thought ahead. I planned ahead. That was fantastic. I did so well. Lee said, nah, no, you didn't.
You know, there's nothing like that special support from the people that are close to you to keep you going.
Yeah, husband life. Hashtag husband life there.
But, she just expected me to be my routine, brilliant person. You know, it was nothing special.
Well, that's whatever helps you sleep at night there, John. So the interesting thing is that being in Silicon Valley, my UPS guy, so mine came, yours came through FedEx, John, is that right?
No, it was UPS.
And mine was UPS too. I don't know why Apple went UPS this year, but my UPS guy actually arrived much later than our UPS deliveries usually come. So you said early on Friday.
That was just doing iPhone deliveries.
Well, it was our regular guy, regular UPS guy, for what that's worth.
All right. So I got the 6, so the 4.7-inch screen, 64 gig, space gray. What did you get, Brian?
Same thing, but 128 gigs.
Okay. And you, John?
I am done with gold. I'm officially done with gold. I decided I don't like the white face anymore. Cases kind of cover it up anyway. So I went back to space gray. I tried, and it's an iPhone 6, not a Plus. And I tried really hard at 1 o'clock in the morning on the 12th to order a 64 gig because that's the sensible amount of storage. I couldn't do it. I kept clicking and I kept clicking and time was moving on. And I knew that every second I delayed, there was 1,000 phones being sold out from under me. So I finally folded and clicked on the 128 and says, yes, this phone's available. You can order it. And I clicked it. And so I got 128. The cool thing about the 128, though, is I've always been keeping a 16 gig lightly loaded. And along about the time iOS 7 came out, I started having problems. And I'm done with 16 gig. I don't need 128, but it's so gloriously expensive. It's so wonderful. You can put everything in there. You don't have to worry about space at all. You can download over the air. You can load it up with movies. And it's fabulous. So I'm enjoying the luxury of 128.
I wanted the 128 gig capacity for music. I tend to rip lossless files, and I want to listen to lossless files when I'm mobile. And those take up a lot of space. So even though I buy all my music and don't pirate anything, I still have a large music collection in terms of how much space it takes. And so I definitely wanted the 128 for that reason. And just so you know, John, just to put your late Thursday night / early Friday morning struggles to get what you wanted in perspective, I lackadaisically decided to get one at the last second on Friday afternoon.
Yeah, I think there was some rationing going on. I think other people were successful in getting 64 gigs long after I failed. By the way, speaking of music, did you notice that there's only one speaker on the bottom? One speaker on the bottom? The 5 and the 5S had speaker ports on both sides of the Lightning port?
Well, one of those was a microphone port, as I recall, because there's only one speaker.
I think they were one speakers.
Oh, that's because it was smaller? Okay.
But I think the 6 sounds fantastic.
It sounds better than the 5S. I agree.
Yeah, definitely sounds better than the 5S.
Both for phone calls and if you're just playing music out of it through its built-in speaker.
It's also snappy. Snappy, snappy, snappy. I tell you, man. Like doing the flick down to get the search box. Mm-hmm. Now, that is also – that's just playing faster under iOS 8, which is great. But I see it is instantaneous on my iPhone 6 and on my iPad Air. It's instantaneous coming down, but when you flick back up, you get a little bit of a stutter. There was some optimization going on, but you can just feel the graphics power in this thing.
Now, I ran a series of benchmark tests on the 6 and then pulled out my 5S and ran the same benchmark test so I could have a fair comparison. And I'll have all those numbers in our review. Just across the board, the iPhone 6 did perform better than the 5S, which, of course, I expected. And that's for CPU activity, for graphics activity. And then I also ran SunSpider's JavaScript benchmark tests, and it was better there, too. The numbers weren't as dramatically different as I expected, but they were clearly better just across the board.
One of the features that I really like on my 6 is this zoom mode. I've been going back and forth between the zoom. You can either blow up everything and have a bigger keyboard and everything's easier to read and you don't make as many mistakes on the keyboard and it's really cool. Or you can go to the old layout and just have more room and there's more content on the screen. I've been flipping back and forth between the two and I can't decide which one I like, but it's awesome.
Do you guys remember the Frax app, FRAX, does the fractal.
The fractals. Yes.
Art. Mm-hmm. Boy, man, that thing just looks pretty incredible on the 6.
I need to check that out. I've been running as few applications or installing as few applications on the 6 as I can get away with for right now, simply because when I was running the benchmarks, I wanted to make sure it was as fair a comparison as it could be. But now that I've got those out of the way, I'm starting to load up some more apps. And I'm surprised that I'm not seeing a hit on my battery life yet. Just over this weekend, I've had dramatically better battery life on the 6 than on my 5S. And I know part of that's because I'm not running a lot of location-based service things.
And, well, it's also new.
And it's also brand new, right. So I'm curious to see how much of a battery hit I take once I have this thing fully loaded up with everything that I use on a daily basis.
I like the curved feeling of the caseless phone. It just feels so good and soft and curvy in your hand. It doesn't have those sharp edges. When we do the case reviews, I'm going to add
this. We're still talking about phones, right?
Yeah, but when I do the case reviews, I'm going to see if these cases help preserve that soft, curvy edge, or they ignore that and just create a square edge on the case.
So I picked up Apple's leather case for the 6 on Friday, and it definitely does.
It holds that sense of the curvy, smooth edge.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. Any iPhone feels better and looks better without a case.
Right.
I mean, there are some gorgeous cases out there. Vaha Cases is my favorite case company. I mean, their cases, some of their cases at the very least are just to die for, and they even improve the look of any device that they're holding. But
well, they're volume, by and so large, of course they do.
Exactly. By and large, an iPhone looks and feels better out of a case. So, but if you're someone like me who is known for dropping stuff, you have to a case is a necessary evil. And I think that this Apple case is certainly fits it. It's very slender still. It's very thin. Doesn't get in my way. Still fits in my pocket.
Which is nice. And I need to go check out that case. I haven't had a chance to do that yet. And it sounds really nice. Now, have either of you had a chance to play with the camera much yet?
Not really, except that I think I'm a little annoyed off the out of the gate by the raised camera lens. I know why that's happening. They need more room in there. The phone is so thin and lenses like to be, longer focal length, but it just seems to be kind of a blemish on the phone that I'm not yet accustomed to, and I'm not sure how I feel about it, but my reaction was, I don't think I like that thing sticking up there.
Yeah, it didn't bother me at all, and in the case, it's a non-issue.
Yeah, of course.
Yep, in a case, it'd be a non-issue. I'm still going commando with my iPhone. The little camera bump, at first I was like, oh man, it really detracts from that sleek, smooth look of the iPhone. And then I started taking pictures and I was like, you know what? I don't care what that camera looks like, because this camera is awesome. And yes, I know it's still an 8 megapixel camera, just like in the 5S, but it has different sensors. And holy crap, the image quality that I'm seeing when I've been doing comparison shots for a review between 5S and 6, I mean, it is striking. I can tell the difference in the shots just by seeing the thumbnails in iPhoto. I can just 100% go down the list and say iPhone 5, iPhone 6, and I'm right every time. It's that different for me, that much better.
Awesome.
So, yeah, so now I'm like, oh, crap. I have my great camera on the 6, but the Oloclip lenses for the 6 aren't out yet.
Oh, yeah.
And I carry a set of Oloclip lenses with me pretty much everywhere I go, and it's my full camera kit in my pocket. So I believe those are coming out in November. I'm really looking forward to that. Yeah. Any other features that you guys are especially liking or disliking?
Well, it's not an iPhone 6 feature per se, but I'm really enjoying the Swift keyboard on the Zoom mode.
No, it's a consequence of an iOS 8 feature, at least.
Right. And the iPhone 6 with the bigger screen and the Swift keyboard just kind of gives it a whole new feel for me. It's just, I love that keyboard. I don't know why. Just,
I've heard a lot of people are saying they really like the Swift keyboard, which is one of the third-party keyboards.
I've been lobbying for a long time about having the lowercase keys on the keyboard, and when you press the shift key, it switches to uppercase. I just like that. I mean, I know typewriters don't do that, but typewriters had static capital keys. You know, it's a skeuomorphism to have caps only, I think.
I agree. All right, Brian, anything for you?
Yeah, the screen is stunning. Absolutely stunning. I am liking the screen. Now, I'm having a problem with it. Actually, it's not so much it as probably an iTunes problem. When I upgraded to iOS 8 on my 5S, and then again when I went to sync my iPhone 6, I ran into the waiting for items to copy problem that affects a few people. A lot of people, but a very small percentage of iPhone users. And it happened with both devices, and even setting them up as new devices, it was still happening. And this is where it ends up hanging on a waiting to copy, and it could sit there forever waiting to copy without actually ever copying. So I
didn't have any problems. I breezed through the restore, and everything was just great. And AT&T brilliantly managed the SIM swapping, and the accounts were straight, and I didn't have any problems at all. It was just, this round was a joy.
Nice. But
yeah, John, I've never had a problem before.
Hmm?
I've never had a problem before. Definitely had a problem this time that I have not yet resolved.
So now we're out of time, but John, you and I both had the same problem, which is our microcells stopped recognizing our phones when we moved to the 6.
As happened last year.
And me too.
Yes.
Didn't happen that last year to me, but it happened this year.
But it happened this year. Okay, so it happened to all three of us. So I wrote up a tip over the weekend explaining how to fix that problem. So if you, dear listener, are having a problem with your iPhone not showing up for your microcell now that you have your new phone, don't worry, I've got your back. I'll include a link to the how-to in today's show notes.
I have a tip from AT&T on that. I was talking to the technician on the phone because I was having another issue with getting the activation going. It turned out Safari couldn't log on to the activation. Firefox couldn't log on properly to the activation page, even though I could deactivate it with Firefox. But when it came time to log back on and activate, Firefox just wouldn't work. So I switched to Safari, and I was on the phone waiting for the guy, and I got through the activation process, so I figured I'd talk to him anyway. And he said, if you're having trouble with the microcell, before you deactivate and reactivate, you might try going into Settings, General, Reset, and select Reset Network Settings and see if that works first.
On your iPhone?
On your iPhone, getting your phone recognized by the microcell.
That's worth a shot. Everything else I tried failed. And the only thing that seemed to work for me and several other people I have since spoken with is doing the full disconnect and reconnect with the microcell. But if any of the other steps work for people, then that's going to save you time, and that's great. So, all right, we are definitely out of time. Thank you, John, for joining me today.
Absolutely.
And Brian, thank you for joining me as well.
For sure.
And I'm looking forward to seeing what we think of our iPhones over the next few weeks, and also hearing back from our listeners what they're thinking about their iPhone 6 and their 6 Pluses as well.